Miami Heat quiet quit on Eric Spoelstra, Pat Riley, and the Miami Heat. Cavs thumped Miami 138-83. And what's crazy about that is that's not really indicative of how bad that game was.
No, I mean, it was over immediately.
Yeah.
It was over.
Sweepsies.
Jared Allen gets a deflection steal, just jump in the gap, runs out and dunks. And I was like, oh, Cleveland wants to take care of this thing in a hurry. It got up to 70-25 at one point in time in the first half.
It was 30-8. 30-8.
I mean, it was over. The only way the Heat were scoring in that first quarter was when they got in semi-transition and there was a little bit of a conflict with the Cleveland defense and one of the Heat players back cut.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the only way they scored. Donovan Mitchell came out, and the way he was hitting threes, it reminded me of Dame. Like, the way he was just walking into threes with the confidence that he plays. It was...
Excuse me, 35-8. It got up to 35-8 with 2:14 to go in the first quarter.
35 points before another team scores 10.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
I mean, again, it was 70-25.
Yeah. I think my son summed it up best. Davion Mitchell, at the end of the first quarter, do you see what he did? Hit the 39-footer. And he goes, oh my gosh, he hit a buzzer beater to get your butt kicked after first quarter. And I was like, yeah, you're right, buddy.
I mean,
like,
that's exactly.
It was 43-17 after one. They hit a buzzer beater three-pointer to make it 43-17. It looked like a team that did not want to be out there. It looked like a coach that wanted to murder his entire roster.
Mm-hmm.
And
Davion, like, half celebrated, and Spo basically, like, snapped at him, like, get over here.
Yeah.
What are you
be
celebrating?
Happy. Don't be happy about anything right now. We're getting more than doubled up.
You're getting annihilated. This was this is the note that came out of this series. Cleveland won this series by 122 combined points. It's the most lopsided series in NBA playoff history.
122 points?
Across four games.
Mind you, there was a game, remember the very first game of the playoffs for the Oklahoma City Thunder?
51-point win.
They won by 51! And how much could they win by? Because obviously Memphis won a game, which skews this quite tremendously. But, I mean, there was a 51-point defeat of an 8 seed already in this
playoffs. This was 55.
Yeah, and this was 55.
Yeah.
So you've had, what do you got? 51 and 19. Then you had...
It was 70 through the first two. How much did Memphis win by?
And then Memphis didn't win. They got swept.
That's right.
I'm my bad on that. And then they had a 6-point win.
So 76.
And a 2-point win.
So... 78.
Yeah. And that was a throttling. And it was only 78.
Yeah. They almost doubled that.
Crazy to think of how lopsided this entire series was. Mm-hmm. And now you have Miami is... Are they going to blow this thing up now? Like, can they blow it up?
How do you blow it up? I don't know, man. Because, look... I want to give Tyler Harrow some credit. He had an incredible regular season. He was god-awful in the playoffs. He was 1 of 10 last night. Bam, we talked about this when the Defensive Player of the Year stuff came out. Tumani Kamara had more Defensive Player of the Year votes than Bam did.
Yeah.
Like, where do you go from here? Like, the Giannis stuff is making a bunch of noise, and Miami media is like, well, they could go after Giannis. And I'm like, with what?
Ooh.
With what?
Hey, I got betting odds on Giannis.
Mm.
You want to know where Miami is?
Yeah.
They're, excuse me, sixth.
Yeah.
Sixth best odds to land Giannis.
Yeah, they don't have, look.
Right in front of the Portland Trailblazers, who have the seventh best odds. So if you want to know
how
realistic it is, the Blazers are 12-1. Miami's 10-1.
And you know why the Blazers are that close? Because they control some of Milwaukee's picks. If Giannis gets moved, don't be surprised if one of two teams don't get involved. Portland and New Orleans. Why? Because they hold the keys to Milwaukee's draft future.
Just don't give them the 2031 pick. Actually, you know what? It may behoove the Blazers to just be like, no. and just watch him suffer for six more years until they get that pick.
I mean, it's going to be really interesting. And here's the thing.
Because the Blazers could pick swap with a team that's rebuilding.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, then you don't have to worry about tanking anymore because they can do it for you without Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Well, what those teams do is like what you saw Phoenix do this year, which is like the Rockets own our pick. We can't bottom out. We can't give them a better asset. Well, and that's why they tried for the
play-in. Guess what? If Giannis ain't there, they're bottoming out because think of this. Lillard just ruptured his Achilles,
Dame's
and I feel awful for Damian Lillard. Brooke Lopez not getting any
37
younger.
Years old.
Okay.
Remember, he was this close to being a Houston Rocket, too.
And then you have Giannis no longer going to be with the franchise because if he asks out, they're not going to be like, you know what? No, we're going to keep you. If player wants out, he's going to get out. So you're looking at your future is going to be with Jericho Sims, Bobby Portis, Kyle Kuzma, Gary Trent Jr., Kevin Porter Jr.
They have almost no money committed outside of Kyle Kuzma.
Taurean Prince.
Yeah, the Kuzma's got 2 years, 40, I think, left. I think he's like 20 a year.
And without Giannis and with Dame out for a year, guess what free agent's going to go to Milwaukee?
Well, I mean, they don't go there anyways.
None.
It's going to be really interesting. Like, I don't want to belabor the Giannis trade stuff too much until it actually happens, but at this point in time, I said it yesterday, I'd be stunned if Giannis doesn't ask out. Like, it's normally for any trade, I'm like less than 5%. I'm at 80% with Giannis asking out at this point. And we've talked about this for a couple of weeks now. He wants to stay in the East, but do you think Milwaukee's going to want him in conference?
No. No, the betting odds, they have Brooklyn, number one.
Brooklyn's where he wants to go.
3-1. And by the way, when you get betting odds on a player's next team, mm-hmm. usually not the best sign that he's going to be sticking around. Houston, 4-1.
Houston is my number one.
Oklahoma City, 5-1, because if they don't have any draft assets, guess who has all the draft picks? Mm-hmm. OKC. And they can just say...
And you're asking for all Giannis. Of the pick, all the picks and Chet and something.
Yeah. And you get Giannis.
Mm-hmm.
So they are 5-1. Then the Orlando Magic at 7-1.
It would be Franz, Black, picks. Which Paolo and Giannis just sounds like a beat fun, but also god awful.
Well, now hold on now 1 minute.
Mm.
You said if the Blazers could get in on that deal, if they could get in on that deal, because if Oklahoma City gives them all the picks, then that may kind of shove the Blazers out
mm-hmm.
of a three-team deal. But
if Orlando gets in there,
and they're going to give up one of those two bigs.
Mm-hmm. Franz is a perfect fit.
Okay. And then
if you're Portland, then you're tossing in Shaden, the necessary salary, which would probably be, I'd imagine it'd be Shaden, Jeremy, or Shaden.
And you
DA.
Get Franz, and they get their pick swaps back, but not 2031.
Yeah. You give them their swaps, Shaden and DA, or Shaden and Jeremy to Milwaukee.
And you get
Franz.
I like that. I'm not opposed to that. Yeah. I'm listening.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then you have Golden State at 8-1, which I'm not quite sure.
They have nothing to give up.
What they can offer, especially on the contract side.
Yeah. I mean, well, I mean.
And I don't know. I mean, you'd have to give up Jimmy.
Or Draymond.
Just Scott.
Yeah.
And I don't think Milwaukee wants to go down the road of, you know what, we'll give you Giannis.
Yeah.
Give us Draymond Green, though.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Yeah, no,
and
I don't
Pods
think they're doing that.
And Moody.
Yeah,
and
I don't.
Kuminga.
Like, I'm not picking up what they're putting down. And then that's when you get into Miami and Portland territory.
Yeah.
Interesting. I hate this, but I feel like I have to read it just because. Lakers have 33-1 odds to land Giannis. They just couldn't do it. I mean, unless they get rid of LeBron and they say Luka and Giannis. And you know what would make me the most angry person if that trade were to happen?
Oh, God.
If LeBron's like, yeah, I'm out, and they're like, all right, find a way to get Giannis, I quit.
Yeah.
I quit.
You'd have the best rim runner in modern NBA history playing with the best lob passer maybe ever.
And they are middle of the pack. They're at 33-1. Yeah. At the very bottom, the Sacramento Kings, Phoenix Suns, 76ers, and Timberwolves. All 66-1 odds. None of them are in the running for Giannis.
I think your number one teams, number one Houston, number two Oklahoma City, number three, a combination of the Knicks and Nets, and then the Magic.
Okay.
I don't think Milwaukee's going to trade him in conference. They're not going to want to see him three or four times a year.
I wouldn't want to.
I mean, and here's the other thing that came with this. John Horst, the general manager, just got his deal. We really haven't talked about this, but when it happened, I was like, oh, that's a big deal. That's a big, big deal because that gives him the power. You're not afraid of – if you're the Bucks and you know this potential is coming, you go, oh, yeah, we need to have somebody in here who has the power and has, you know, the contract to make this dirty. Because I'm telling you right now, no matter how great the relationship is, it's going to get messy.
Mm-hmm.
We saw this. We saw this in Portland. It's going to get messy. And Giannis is going to want what he wants. But as a small market in Milwaukee, they're not going to send him to Siberia.
They're going to do what Portland did to Dame.
They're going to – and that's why I think it's OKC or Houston.
Yeah. It may not be his number one because the number one team often in these situations screws up these deals because they lowball Miami.
And they don't have the assets.
And they don't have the assets, even though – Brooklyn has assets. They got picks, too.
Kind of.
Yeah, I'm with you. OKC would be another one I'd slam my head against.
I don't think they'd send him to OKC, though, because of what it would do.
Like you just give him a championship?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not only that, from what I've been able to gather on the intel side, Giannis wants to go to a big city and a big market.
Well... Oklahoma City is.
Definitely not.
Oh, no?
And neither is Orlando.
Yeah, but he's got Disney World.
New York and Houston.
All right. New York and Houston.
Those are the two that I'm watching in that regard.